This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health and Health News channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Rebecca De Leon, licensed marriage and family therapist and intensive program coordinator at Optimum Performance Institute. OPI is a residential treatment program that promotes lasting independence for young adults utilizing a real-world approach. Rebecca, welcome once again to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
And your most welcome certainly is our pleasure. So to kick things off, tell us, what is borderline personality disorder?
Well, because we use the therapeutic practice of dialectical behavior therapy, which talks about holding two opposing truths at the same time, I kind of look at borderline personality disorder as its own dialect. It's manifested from both nature and nurture. These young people have this biological sensitivity where there's just this kind of innate part of them that's sensitive to certain things in their environment. It's just a part of who they are, their own genetic makeup. And you pair that with an invalidating environment, which could be anything from, you know, just how their home life and their upbringing takes its course. It could be from the parenting style. It can be from things in high school. It could be a traumatic early childhood event. It could be something of sexual nature or abuse. You pair that invalidating environment where they feel that they're not quite sure how to understand their own emotions, or they're being kind of sent the message that their emotions and what they're feeling might be wrong or incorrect. You take that with this kind of innate biological sensitivity that they already have, and that combo can lead to the severe emotion dysregulation and definitely their struggle to use the effective coping skills. They end up turning to things that either cause them to want to numb out to the emotions and the intensity that they're feeling, or they turn to some kind of self-harm behavior in other ways to not have to deal with the strong emotions and the confusion that they have going on inside them. They kind of feel misunderstood. They feel maybe people don't get them and they're not quite sure what it is they're feeling. But definitely a big piece is that severe emotion dysregulation and the inability to find some effective ways to handle it and know what to do with it.
How does it present differently in males? Get into that a little if you would.
Okay, so we've talked about how it presents in females before. So how it presents differently in males is they do tend to have more of a hot and a cold temperament. Things can kind of shift from one way to the other. With the hot temperament, you see more of the anger outbursts where you're kind of not sure where the anger is coming from, or it can happen quite quickly and impulsively. They tend more to the romantic relationships, and they'll have them very close together. They get into these intense relationships with a partner, and there's a lot of jealousy, the lack of trust that is involved. They're seeking out some kind of validation and some kind of trust in this person, yet they're grasping to find it. And even if it's there, and even if this person is giving them trust, they have a hard time believing it. They do share some aspects of manipulation that we can see in females. Whether they know they're doing it or not, we don't think that all people that share in the diagnosis of BPD are purposely out there to try and manipulate others or undermine other people. Yet it can be a subconscious thing that happens just in how they speak and interact with others. Men have that and almost a charm-like demeanor. And they gain the trust of others. That's why they get involved in these romantic relationships so quickly. Yet it then can turn. It can turn into the anger outburst. They don't seem so charming anymore. They can still have the self-injurious behaviors or some suicidal ideation, but they do present more of that angry, intense feeling, where females are more of the emptiness, feelings of abandonment. Men kind of can get confused. Do they have some kind of other disorder going on? Do people view them differently and don't go to BPD as a first look for them because it's not as common?
Now, how can this be misdiagnosed in males at times? Take that a little bit further.
Okay, so as I was ending the last question where people can think there might be something else going on, common differential diagnoses can be ADHD. There's that inability to kind of stay focused or on task. They do have that impulsivity at times, whether it can be in their words, their actions, behaviors. They get labeled maybe with conduct disorder if there's acting out and any kind of trouble with the law or at school, and they're unable to kind of stay focused and function in that part of their life. Another big one could be possibly bipolar 2. With bipolar 2, a big thing to look at is there a difference in their baseline behavior? So if they were to have something like bipolar 2 that shares mania and depression kind of alternating, you would want to see, does mania and depression seem out of character for their baseline? If so, then we're looking at bipolar 2. But for somebody who has BPD, it would be more of a consistent behavior and actions that you see over time. You'd see that kind of mood disorder playing out more often than not. Leading back to the symptoms that I already talked about, you'd see the anger and the self-harm possibly and some relationship issues that would carry on more often than not. It wouldn't be such a surprise to those around them. So those are some common differences we see that also bleeds into maybe some of other things that we'll talk about with how they kind of fail to get out there and move forward in the world.
Quite informative today. We are speaking with Rebecca De Leon, licensed marriage and family therapist and intensive program coordinator at Optimum Performance Institute here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Rebecca, how do the symptoms cause a failure to launch for these young men?
Well, as I brought up before, they might get themselves into a little bit of trouble. Maybe they have issues in high school, staying focused, fighting some of the intense emotions that they're feeling. They might start to feel that they're stuck in whatever situation they're in. They don't know what to do with these intense feelings that they have and the emotions. So it can be hard to move forward. It seems impossible, you know, even if they make it through high school, because usually BPD and those personality disorders don't get a diagnosis until they're at least 18. If they're trying to move on into college or a job, they may suffer from being able to stay on task, keep that job, be able to know how to have a working relationship with their supervisor or their boss, or know how to properly engage with a teacher or a professor, know how to ask for help and communicate their needs in a classroom setting. So if whether they try education or a job, they may struggle and feel misunderstood of how to kind of keep this going. They may not be able to keep a job. And so that repetitive pattern of either getting let go of a job or feeling like they can't do it and quitting just can cause them to feel stuck. And how do I move on with my life? I'm just kind of stuck living at home and unable to seek out what I really want. Maybe they know what their desire is and what they want for themselves in life. They just don't know how to follow the steps to get there. There's so much intensity and so much that they've already dealt with and that they're continuing to struggle with that they feel almost at a loss of where to go next. If they feel that people don't understand them or they're not getting the proper treatment that they need, that definitely will get in the way of them feeling that they can have success. That emotion dysregulation piece bleeds into all aspects of their life. So what if they have an intense relationship with someone and it causes them to, you know, a fight or something causes them to show up late for work one too many times, and then they can't hold on to that that job that they have. Then they're struggling with relationships. They're struggling with their job. If they get into an argument with a supervisor, it just, that intensity bleeds into everywhere. And so if they get, like I said, stuck in that perpetual pattern, They don't know how to move forward. They don't know what's going to work for them. So we encourage the proper treatment just to start talking with someone, just to be able to use the right tools, the right coping skills to be able to fight up against and overpower this intense nature that they feel.
Lastly, Rebecca, get into how does OPI treat this in your program?
Well, as I brought up in the very beginning, we do use the DBT therapy, the dialectical behavior therapy. I'll talk a little bit more about that. In the intensive phase of the program that we have as an option under OPI, it's more of a structured program and curriculum with the groups that we offer. And a lot of the groups that we use here in the program support and acknowledge the DBT therapy. We also have a higher staffer ratio, a higher staffing ratio for people in the intensive program so that they have more support and can reach out as needed to more so correct and use more effective coping skills than they had previously known in their way of living. They have the opportunity for kind of the on-site coaching right there in the moment, and they'll learn the different skills needed to kind of tease out these harmful coping skills that they might have turned to, whether it was drugs or self-harm in any kind of way, in whatever acting out it might have been. You pair all of this together and then being able to move forward and work with our other departments to learn how to hold down a job, you know, possibly seek out volunteering first, build up a resume, or go to school, take a couple classes. You pair that, all of that, you know, together. We offer the supporting environment for them to use the new skills that they've learned, kind of recorrect learned behaviors from when they were younger. So the DBT therapy that we use promotes kind of this acceptance of who they are as a person and for them to also learn to accept themselves. At the same time, learning that change needs to be made in their life if they want to live more effectively, if they want something different for themselves, and if they want to move forward and not stay stuck and not stay with these intense emotions that they're feeling. The DBT promotes that. That's the dialect that I was talking about in the beginning with the two opposing truths. How can I be accepting of myself and know that that's okay, yet also be told I need to change? Well, there's the kernel of truth in both sides. So we teach them different skills modules that allows them to understand how to communicate more effectively for others, find out what their values and priorities are, how to line those up and speak effectively to others to get their needs met, how to have proper relationships and communicate with people, you know, in a way that's appropriate. We teach them distress tolerance skills. So when you have these strong urges, especially in the beginning when they don't have coping skills yet, when you have strong urges to act out, be angry, give up, turn to drugs, whatever it may be, we have these set of skills that we can offer you through DBT of here's what you can go to first. And that's just to get you through. Let's not make this situation any harder than it needs to be. Let's just get you through the moment. As they start to tackle those skills more effectively, we can lead them into more of the emotion regulation module. So we don't want you to just get through the situation. We want you to better handle the situation and lower your baseline so you're not set off so easily. The emotion regulation piece helps a lot with that. We also take the aspect of mindfulness. That's a big part of DBT, the mindfulness piece of staying centered, staying grounded, and living life present. You know, a lot of people with borderline personality disorder may worry about their future. And what if things continue to happen? They may be fixated or focus a lot on their past and things that have harmed them or have been difficult. Mindfulness helps to keep them grounded and stay present focused so that we can help them in real time. And build up just their self-esteem, that there's anything that they can accomplish if they put their mind to it. So with the structured program incorporating all of those skills and modules, and the higher staffing ratio so that they always have someone to reach out to, relearning how to make effective choices so that they're feeling confident, all of that put together, and then leading into working with a life coach and all the other departments, you know, and our on-site psychiatry that mixed together with the opportunity to go into the community, I feel is how we best treat BPD here. And I feel that it's a really great program in order to do that.
Rebecca, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. I know your time is valuable and we really do appreciate it. Where can listeners get more information about Optimum Performance Institute?
They can go to our website, optimumperformanceinstitute.com, and they can also call our admissions department at 866-661-3982.
Again, Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Eric. Bye.
We have been speaking with Rebecca De Leon, licensed marriage and family therapist and intensive program coordinator at Optimum Performance Institute. OPI is a residential treatment program that promotes lasting independence for young adults utilizing a real-world approach. And for more information, simply visit OptimumPerformanceInstitute.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.